Charles Humphrey III has been a guest on this program before. He has a band. The name of the band is the Songs from the Road Band. Last time we were talking about the first album. They just released a new one right before I met up with Charles at the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival. And we had planned it. We didn't plan sitting on a bench on what is actually a road that leads through the festival grounds. But we had a good time sitting on the bench, a little bit of dust, a little bit of machinery driving by, but wonderful conversation. You're going to hear that live from the bench at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival way up in upstate New York. Charles Humphreys III. You're going to enjoy this.
This is Steve Martin. I'm talking to, once again, second time, welcome back to Unreal Bluegrass, Charles Humphrey III.
Thank you, Steve Martin. It's a pleasure to be back on the show after all these years.
It's always good. You talked to me, I think, the last time that you had your the last songs from the Road Band album. And I forget the name of it.
It was called Traveling Show, yes. And I appreciate you having me on the show. It was fun.
We went through every song of it then. We're right now sitting on a bench at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival.
And that's right. You're here upstate New York, one of the good ones.
You're here with the Songs of the Road Band.
That's correct. We are in tour. We're touring the country in support of our new record, Road to Nowhere.
You gave it to me a couple of weeks ago. Thank you very much. And I've had it in airplay on Unreal Bluegrass for a while. First of all, I love the design of the album. I don't know who did this stuff, but this is lots of cool pictures.
A guy out in Texas, Dave Hummel, and he's got a picture for our listeners of the, what is that called? It's the Cadillac Ranch.
Where a bunch of Cadillac cars are upright,
almost like Stonehenge or something.
Yeah, that's right. Tell me a little about what the band is doing now. I know this is your full-time concern right now as far as a music entity, and I know some members of your band. I don't know all of them.
Sure. Well, let's talk about the band. We're touring. You know, we're doing about 150, 200 shows a year. We're sponsored by Wicked Weed Brewing out of Asheville, North Carolina. They're helping us get up and down the road. That's been a great relationship. The members of the band are Sam Horton on lead vocals and guitar, Mark Schimmick on lead vocals and mandolin. He played for 15 years with Larry Keel and played on stage with people like Buster Clements and Tony Rice. And our fiddle player is a young fella. He's 24 years old, originally from Montana. He's a two-time national fiddle champion. He does a lot of harmony singing, and he's unreal on the fiddle. He's our favorite fiddle player. We're just so excited to have him in the band. He's probably one of the... His name's James Schlender. He's probably one of the only people on the planet that can actually stand beside Ryan Cavanaugh on the banjo and speak the same language musically. And so, that being said, Ryan Cavanaugh of Bill Evans fame, he's been playing jazz for 10 years, has made his return to bluegrass. Yeah. He's still living in Nashville, Tennessee, but touring up around the country with us. And I've known Ryan for a long time. He's just a great, great guy and one of the best musicians on this planet. So, and then myself on bass. It's a five-piece band, and we're working hard. You know, everything's hitting on all the cylinders.
When you mentioned Ryan playing with Bill Evans, just not to confuse people, there is a Bill Evans in bluegrass who plays banjo. There's a deceased Bill Evans, one of the greatest jazz pianists ever. And then there's this other guy that plays saxophone named Bill Evans.
Correct. Bill Evans and the Soulgrass Project.
The Soulgrass, which Ryan was a big part of, and he also played John McLaughlin.
Bill Evans played with Miles Davis.
Yeah, that's right. That's John, a connection.
That's a good connection there.
So I didn't want to leave that hanging as to which Bill Evans, but I also wanted to give Ryan some credit. He's been out on the world doing a lot of, brings a lot to the band. I don't want to make it the focal point of Ryan. You know, Ryan is a friend of mine.
Oh yes,
and I know what he's been up to.
As is my. I mean, honestly.
By the way, I just saw your set. Fantastic.
Thank you very much. In my opinion, I'd rather not be standing beside anybody on banjo, fiddle, and mandolin than these guys here. They've mastered their instruments, and you know, rehearsing, traveling the country. There's nothing we can't do once, you know, it's fun. The limits are very broad because I'm a little bit overwhelmed. Like you said, we just did get off stage, and it was very exciting to play.
I appreciate you
Grey Fox for the first time.
I appreciate you coming and doing this in between sets. I know you guys absolutely killed it up on the High Meadow stage. Absolutely killed it. The last tune you played, there's nobody that's going to jump in that fire without some serious credentials. That was an amazing display.
Thank you. That's one of Ryan's compositions. No Capo for Andy. And Andy is Andy Thorne, who is featured on the new record, Road to Nowhere. He plays full-time with Leftover Salmon and he's recorded as a guest on four of our records and is one of the best banjo players in the country as well. We love Andy Thorne, right. So we want to send him a bunch of love and check out his band, Leftover Salmon. There's a lot of great guests on this record, too.
Yeah. Talk about
Robert Greer and Phil Barker from Town Mountain make appearances. Jonathan Bird is a great Americana artist who sings a couple songs. There's some great co-writers on the record. I had the pleasure of working with Sean Camp and Jim Lauderdale and Mylon Miller. So it's an eclectic and inclusive, fun project that I hope your listeners enjoy.
I know I've played a number of these songs. I will say that Road to Nowhere, where the title cut, seems to come up a lot in my rotation. I don't know why that is. I've only had this a short while, I'll get, but I like that. I like the title cut, Road to Nowhere, because of, I guess, what it says. And, just I love the music. You guys have a great sound. All these tunes are great. They're all different. There's some longer. There's some longer cuts on here. There's some shorter things on here.
Yeah, about in the middle of the album, it goes down to just a banjo.
That's it. Yeah,
and a fiddle.
I was looking through the dust
for about for a minute and a half, and it's just around an old RCA mic in one big room. Yeah. And that was our kind of acknowledgement to bluegrass. This is a song-based record, but we wanted people to know that we love and respect bluegrass, and what better way than just to strip it right back down to the banjo and fiddle and kind of reset everything.
Thank you for finding that. I couldn't find it, as we said out here in the wind blowing, but that's what I wanted to point to.
And that's a Bobby Britt composition. He's got his own fiddle record out right now and is one of the best fiddle players out there today. His name is Bobby Britt. Hey, Bobby, we love you. And we want to send some love out to him and recommend to your listeners that if they enjoy good fiddle music, to check out Bobby Britt.
Here's something. Before we began this, and I'm about ready to let you go because I know you have another thing coming up real soon. You got to get ready for that and get rejuvenated for that. This band, as I talked to you and just briefly Ryan as he was glancing by, I think there's a special part of this band that is beyond the music. Am I expressing this correctly? That there's almost like a family feel to it. Is that very accurate?
You know, it's interesting you say that. I was having a discussion with a good friend today that when you find a band like that and there's something you can't put your finger on, that's when you know you've got something different or something special. Because there are a lot of bands out there today that can play well and sing in tune and play the catalog. But some bands have that's something special. For me, it was always a band that may explode at any time, that's volatile, kind of like, you know, Open Road or Oak Road Medicine or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that we're volatile or may explode at any time, but it's like watching NASCAR. Sometimes the wrecks are exciting. So I'm not sure what it is, but we do feel like family. We spend a lot of time together.
Well, it was an absolutely amazing set. I hope you're enjoying your first time as a member of Songs from the Road band to be here at Grey Fox. I know you've been here before, and now you're here with this band, and it's an amazing place to be.
It is a huge honor. This is one of the best festivals in the country.
And I can tell you mean that, even though you're wearing sunglasses, because I know what you're serious about.
Oh yes, it is a huge honor. I mean, we feel blessed to be able to start working in March and come out and play some of the top festivals in the country.
We
thank Mary Dobb so much for believing in us and having us out. It means a lot to us.
It just occurred to me, this is so new and here you are. It takes a while to get here.
Yes. We've been very lucky to have the opportunities to get our music out to the people. I mean, just like you, I sincerely mean this. Thank you for taking interest in us and having us on the show.
I'm always there. Whatever you got going on, you have an avenue for me, and I'll always talk to you about whatever you can talk about.
All right. Well, I guess I owe you an ice cream cone now.
Get to work, bud. I know you got some music to do. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
Charles Humphrey III. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right.